After controlling for determinants of pay, the study found men employed in the executive branch earned 2.2% more than women, and non-minorities earned about 0.5% more than minorities on average. Chief economist for the governor's Office of Planning and Budget, Nathan Talley, says while these numbers are meaningful, they are not statistically significant. However, he says if individual examples are examined, there could possibly be evidence of gender and minority-driven pay gaps.
We're working with our Department of Human Resource Management and other state agency leadership officials to try to investigate and see, okay, at what level do those gaps actually exist? Is it omitted variable bias or some other different analytical gaps in our research, or is there something to be learned here?
Executive Director of the Department of Human Resource Management, John Barron, says that most state employees are compensated equally, meaning that it's hard to have pay inequities when everyone gets the same. Barron says that if there are pay gap issues, they are possibly based in the hiring process, but whether or not it's related to gender or demographics isn't clear.
We may have pay gap issues based on the recruitment process. So that may not be related to gender or demographics. It could be related to the desperate need to hire someone, right? So if you need to hire a financial analyst one and you're paying $20, well, if you make it $22 an hour, you might get more candidates more quickly and fill the role.
Barron says that there are examples where females make more than their male counterparts, and there is a possibility of this existing amongst minority demographics as well. The study also found that women and non-white identified workers are underrepresented in leadership positions. The Department of Human Resources Management has posted an opening for their first ever inclusion accelerator, who will have the responsibility of asking the question, do we have an inclusion problem? I'm Casey Taylor with Utah Public Radio.